Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The attorney for the family of a Massachusetts college student shot and killed by local police in New York State almost 2 weeks ago is again calling for more scrutiny of the investigation. Attorney Michael Sussman says Danroy Henry Jr.'s car wasn't properly protected after the shooting and that crucial gunpowder evidence was gone by the time forensic experts inspected the vehicle. Sussman is demanding the Justice Department take over the investigation. Tomorrow, his family will eulogize Henry at an atypical place, the Boston Convention Center. The family says it was the only place they could rent that would accommodate all the people they expect to attend. This morning, WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has this profile of the young man his family and friends call DJ.
In high school, DJ Henry avoided soda, fast food, and alcohol. He worked out twice a day. He said his body was his temple.
He didn't want to drink because he loved football so much. This is a guy who would, after lifting over at the high school, he'd go home and lift. He'd go home and run.
Nick Barrows met DJ on the football team at Oliver Ames High School. He says DJ was just as meticulous about his appearance as he was about fitness.
To tell the truth, I was always a little jealous of DJ's dress.
Taylor Pettiford also grew up with DJ.
Because, you know, he always had his hat and his shirts and his sneakers color coordinated. And you could tell that he was sitting there the night before school. He was ironing his clothes out so there was no wrinkles in them. And he tied his shoelaces so that they would both fall at the same length.
His friends say he wasn't vain. He just wanted to be perfect. And part of that came from a desire to impress his parents, especially his father.
You see his father. His father's an upstanding black man, and that's what DJ wanted to be, an upstanding black man. Look at the house that they live in. The first thing that they do is they hug each other, and he gives them a big kiss. That's what their father does for him. He goes up and he hugs his father, and he kisses him in the cheek. Of course he admired him.
DJ's father is a corporate executive for a large childcare company. He and his wife hosted DJ's friends most weekends while they were in high school. Nick Barrows joked about how wholesome the Henry family was. They played board games and took family portraits. Barrows called them the Cosbys. He says DJ never wanted to let his parents down. Barrows tells a story about one time after high school. A mutual friend made an offer to DJ. The friend was working for a store, and he asked DJ to come in and steal some stuff. Here's what the friend said, according to Barrows.
You know, don't worry, I got you. I work here, no one's going to find out, and we'll split it. And DJ said, absolutely not. He said, no. He said, what if my father found out? What if my mother found out? And then, that, you know, then my parents see me in legal trouble. That would break their heart. And instead of him doing it, I did it. And I did get caught, and I had to face the repercussions.
But DJ's mother, Angela Henry, says her son wasn't always that confident.
When we went to parent-teacher conferences, they would say, he's a great kid, he works hard, but he might lose points for not speaking up, for not participating in class. He wasn't a loud and rowdy person, but when he was with people that he was comfortable with, he told lots of jokes, he made us laugh, he did imitations, he did silly dances.
DJ started to come out of his shell during his senior year. That was around the same time he started playing first string on his high school football team. There was a new coach that year, and according to him, DJ introduced himself and said, I want to play football in college. And I want you to make me a better player.
To me, a high school football player is really defined by their heart and their desire.
Coach Jim Arts.
And DJ was well in abundance of heart and desire and attitude. And he came out here every day trying to get better, came out here every day doing all the little things and working tremendously hard to be the kind of player he wanted to be.
Problem was, DJ was younger than the rest of the team. He wasn't as big or as strong as the rest of the players. Recruiters weren't paying attention to him. So DJ decided to play for a prep school for a year to put on muscle. It worked. The next year, a small college in New York signed him on to their team, but they soon ended their football program. Pace University swept in and recruited DJ for its team. His mother, Angela Henry, says Henry was intensely committed to football, but he was also committed to being a good person.
Did he ever get in any trouble?
Never. Never. He had one ticket for not having a seatbelt on, but he was never in trouble. There were times when he would drive us crazy, but that's what teenagers do. But he was good.
Almost 2 weeks ago, DJ played during Pace University's homecoming game. His parents went down to see him play, and it turned out to be the last time they saw him. He was shot and killed that night. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.